Chapter 13, What Doest Thou Here? This chapter is based on Elijah's retreat on Mount Horeb was known to God, and the discouraged prophet was not left to struggle alone with the powers of darkness. At the cave where Elijah had taken refuge, God met with him through a mighty angel to inquire into his needs and to make plain the divine purpose for Israel. Not until Elijah learned to trust wholly in God could he complete his work. The triumph on Carmel had opened the way for still greater victories, yet from the wonderful opportunities opening before him, Elijah had been turned away by the threat of Jezebel. The man of God must be made to understand the vantage ground the Lord would have him occupy. What doest thou here, Elijah? I sent you to the brook Kereth and to the widow of Sarepta. I commissioned you to stand before the idolatrous priests on Carmel and to guide the chariot of the king to Jezreel. But who sent you into the wilderness? What errand have you here? In bitterness Elijah complained, I have been very jealous for the Lord God of hosts, for the children of Israel have forsaken thy covenant, thrown down thine altars, and slain thy prophets with the sword, and I, even I only, am left, and they seek my life. The angel told the prophet to stand and listen to the Lord's word. And, behold, the Lord passed by, and a great and strong wind rent the mountains, and brake in pieces the rocks before the Lord, but the Lord was not in the wind, and after the wind an earthquake, but the Lord was not in the earthquake, and after the earthquake a fire, but the Lord was not in the fire, and after the fire a still small voice. By a still small voice God chose to teach Elijah that it is not always the work that makes the greatest demonstration that is most successful. Elijah's petulance was silenced, his spirit subdued. He now knew that a firm reliance on God would ever find for him help in time of need. Not by eloquence or logic are men's hearts reached, but by the Holy Spirit. The still, small voice of the Spirit of God has power to change the heart. What doest thou here, Elijah? The voice inquired, and again the prophet answered, The children of Israel have forsaken thy covenant, thrown down thine altars, and slain thy prophets with the sword, and I, even I only, am left, and they seek my life. The Lord answered Elijah that the wrongdoers should not go unpunished. Men were to be chosen to punish the idolatrous kingdom. There was stern work to be done. Elijah was to return to Israel and share with others the burden of bringing about a reformation. Go, the Lord commanded Elijah, anoint Hazael to be king over Syria, and Jehu, shalt thou anoint to be king over Israel, and Elisha, shalt thou anoint to be a prophet in thy room. Him that escapeth the sword of Hazael shall Jehu slay, and him that escapeth from the sword of Jehu shall Elisha slay. He who reads the hearts of all revealed to the prophet that there were many others who had remained true to him through the long years of apostasy. I have left me 7,000 in Israel, which have not bowed unto Baal. The apostasy today is similar to that which overspread Israel in Elijah's day. In exalting the human above the divine, in the praise of popular leaders, in the worship of mammon, and in the placing of science above the truths of revelation, multitudes today are following Baal. Many are substituting for the oracles of God the theories of men. It is taught that human reason should be exalted above the teachings of the Word. The law of God is declared to be of no effect. The enemy is working to cause men and women to forget that which was ordained for the happiness and salvation of mankind.